Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Larissa Ackerman, who is a communications manager for Kensington. Hi, Larissa.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little about yourself.
So I'm, like you said, I'm a communications manager at Kensington Publishing. And what I do is I work with probably about 85% of our cozy mysteries. And the ones I don't work with, I still work with those authors quite often. So that's what I do. I work with cozies all day. They call me the cozy queen at work.
Oh my God. That's amazing. As I was telling you, I was like, I'm like binging on cozy content because it's like fall season is the perfect time to read that. So
it truly is.
Awesome. So let's talk about your day job. Like, what is your day-to-day like? What do you love about your job?
So my day job. So what I do is, as a communications manager, I actually work on the publicity and the marketing and promotion on cozy. So I kind of have like three different jobs rolled into one. So my day job a lot of times is chatting with my authors. A lot of times they let me know about events they had, or, you know, if they did a blog post or something like that. A lot of it is also pitching those authors for festivals or events. Now all these events are virtual with bookstores. We coordinate with Malice Domestic, which is a big cozy mystery conference that is usually at the beginning of May. We'll see if it happens next year. My fingers crossed that it does. I also look to where we should advertise our cozies to, you know, the audiences that we think would read them. It's just a lot of like that, writing press releases, sending a lot of ARCs out, you know, pre-COVID, sending a lot of ARCs out, pitching people. So yeah, that's basically my day job. And since we have about 130 cozies a year, so it's basically doing those same things over and over again for different books.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So let's talk about, when it comes to working with bookstagrammers and book reviewers, what tips you should share with, what book reviewers should know about?
So my main thing to tell authors is, don't pitch a bookstagrammer or a blogger or a reviewer that doesn't review cozies. Like if they happen to review fantasy and horror and they've never reviewed a cozy in their life, don't pitch them. It's a waste of their time and it's a waste of your time. And that can annoy them. Another thing I would say is, don't just pitch a bookstagrammer or a blogger just like a blanket, like, hi, will you review my book? You should explain to them why your book would work for their bookstagram. So for example, if someone loves cat cozies and yours is a cat cozy, you should tell them that. Be like, oh, I saw that you love this book and this book. I think you'd like my book too. So that would be my biggest thing for authors about bookstagrammers, is like, really don't, they get tons of requests every day. Don't waste their time by just giving them a blanket thing and forcing them to do research, because they're not going to do it. Give them the reason why they should review your book up front. For reviewers, I think the most important thing to know right now is that we still want them to review our books, but with COVID, everything's just a little difficult right now. So we just want everyone's patience. and that we definitely love them to reach out to us if they want to review our books too. But that's basically, like, right now we're trying to figure out everything with COVID and getting print ARCs, because a lot of printers are backed up because of all the regulations with COVID. So things are just a little slow right now with us. So we just, like I said, really appreciate patience from everyone as we try to figure everything out.
I love this. Yeah, it's like, I think if COVID has just changed everything, the landscape, you know, pretty much, we move to virtual, you know, print arcs are sparse, like, you know, it's a lot of it. And then there's also, like, it's tough to read at times. Like, I've noticed how a lot of people are, like, struggling with the reading process, you know.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. I think everyone right now with working from home and, you know, just hearing about COVID every day, you're just mentally exhausted. So it's hard to sometimes, you know, sometimes, like, for my own self, I can sit and read, like, a book or two a week. And then there's some weeks where I literally can only watch TV.
Yeah. So let's talk about Cozy Mysteries. I'm so excited to hear this. So what should readers expect from reading Cozy Mystery? Like, tell us about the genre. What is the genre all about and, like, what they should expect?
So a cozy mystery is a very specific subgenre of mysteries. They're basically humorous murder mysteries that are usually set in a small town, and they have a sleuth, which is, so far, the only sleuths I've seen in cozy mysteries have been women. If any of your listeners have heard of any sleuths that are men in cozy mysteries, I'd love to hear about it. But basically, they have, like, tons of humor. They're super charming. They have the main sleuth. Usually she has some sort of, like, romance or, like, you know, a beginning romance with the cop, local cop, who's also, you know, annoyed that she's trying to help solve the mystery. Usually the mystery and the reason why she's trying to solve the murder is because it happens either she's the, they think that she's the one who did it, or they think someone close to her is the one who did it. And so she wants to, you know, seek justice. Usually there's no gore or violence in a cozy mystery, which is, you know, really nice, especially during these times. And there's usually very little sex and very little cursing. So you won't really find the F word. You might find, like, damn in it, but you won't find, you know, shucks, the bad version of shucks.
Yeah.
Or brick.
Yeah.
In a cozy mystery. So they're really, like, they truly are cozy. Like, they're basically the book version of Hallmark movies and mysteries, or, like, I like to kind of compare them to Gilmore Girls with murder. They're like Stars Hollow, but there's always a murder in it.
I love this. So let's talk about, can you share some cozy mysteries that have some for romance readers? Like, that could be good for that.
So most of our cozy mysteries, or I would say a lot of our cozy mysteries, have some sort of romance component in it, like a secondary storyline. But some in particular are, a lot of our historical cozies have a romance storyline involved. One in particular is a new author with us, Kathleen Marple Kalb, and her book, A Fatal First Night. It's called the Ella Shane mystery series, and it's starring a female swashbuckler who's also an opera singer, and someone gets murdered in her play, and I think it's the cousin of the murdered woman is a duke, and he comes from England to New York City and tries to solve, you know, who killed this woman. And of course there's a little romance blossoming between Ella and the duke. And one that I particularly like is another debut with us, which is Erica Ruth Neubauer and her book Murder at the Mena House. It's about a woman named Jane Wunderly, and she's visiting the Mena House in Egypt. It's so cool, like, the way she describes everything, and it makes you want to go to Egypt. And she keeps interacting with this, like, mysterious stranger, and he kind of helps her solve this mystery because they think she's the one who murdered this other woman. And she just keeps interacting with this guy, and you're just like, ooh, something's gonna happen. And we'll see what happens in book two. And then, of course, I'm gonna say the Hannah Swenson mystery series by Joanne Fluke. Hannah Swenson owns the Cookie Jar in Lake Eden, Minnesota. And boy, does she have quite the love triangle that's gone on for, I believe, almost 30 books.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Her and Mike and Norman, and I don't want to give too much away to people who maybe haven't read the series yet, but it is quite the love triangle. and then one more is a like slightly more steamy romance is the new Kat Cooper and Gilly, I think it's Gilly Gillespie or Gilly Gillespie. I'm sorry, Victoria, if I pronounced his name wrong, by Victoria Laurie. And it stars Kat Cooper, who's a life coach, and she moves from Massachusetts to the Hamptons to start a life coaching business. And she has a bit of a love triangle too. And it book two gets a little steamy. So it's technically still a cozy, but there is a little bit more spiciness in it. And I really like it.
Gotcha. I need to check that one out.
So. I will send you a copy.
Awesome. So let's talk about, so a lot of those cozy mysteries you mentioned are long-running series. So can you share a couple of long-running series for those who love to just dive into 10, 15, or even 30 books, you know?
Of course, I just said the Hannah Swenson mystery series. That series started in 2000, and the latest release just came out called Christmas Cupcake Murder, and this one's actually kind of a prequel. But the next book comes out next year, Triple Chocolate Cheesecake Murder, which is going to be really fun. And it has a great cover. So a few other long running series, some of these started actually in the 90s, some of the 90s, early 2000s. And I'm going to just list them because we have so many. Leslie Myers' Lucy Stone mystery series, which is set in the town of Tinker's Cove, Maine. G.A. McEvitt's Savannah Ree mystery series. That's been going on since, I believe, 1995. And the next book comes out later in 2021, and it's called, I think it's called Bittersweets. But the last book that came out was called And the Killer Is, and that was earlier this year. Laura Levine's Jane Austen mystery series is so funny, and she has a cat named Prozac. It's so amazing. Lauren Berenson's Melanie Travis mystery series, which focuses on dogs, and Isis Crawford's mystery series, which stars two sisters that own a catering business. That one's really fun too. Yeah, so I think those are probably some of our longest running mystery series.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love like when you dive into a book and then you just find yourself like just binging on more and more, knowing that you're friends with those characters.
I actually just got an email from someone that we work with a lot at a bookstore, and he was emailing me and said, oh, I started reading the first Lucy Stone mystery by Leslie Meyer, and I'm already 6 books in. I was like, wow, you just emailed me like 3 days ago. So it's true. Like once you become in love with a character, you just want to keep reading all of them. Mm-hmm. And this book series that I'm going to mention is not a Kensington series. It's Victoria Laurie's other series, the Abby Cooper mystery series. Mm-hmm. I started reading it, and now I'm on book 4. I love it. It's about a psychic. And so Abby Cooper is the sister of Kat Cooper, who's in the series that Kensington owns. So it's really fun.
That's a lot of fun.
And yeah, I highly recommend it.
And I love that in the cozies, like they have like interesting jobs, like or interesting hobbies, you know? Psychic, life coach, catering business, a lot of TV.
There's a lot of bakers.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a little slow, like a baker.
But that's another thing. What's cozier than a cozy mystery? Food. So the most ultimate cozy mystery is ones involving food in some way. And so many of them also, especially the Hannah Swenson mystery series, if you also love recipes, she has sometimes like 25 recipes in each book.
Oh my gosh.
They're all delicious and easy to make. They're for people. Oh. So like anyone of any baking skill level could make, you know, one of Hannah Swenson's baked goods. All delicious.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So let's talk about backlist titles. Which authors should we pick up?
So we have a ton of backlist titles, and the reason I'm saying that is because so many of our series, like, you know, if we're on book 8 now, the first book was published like 5 or 6 years ago, so that is a backlist title. So basically almost every first in your series is a backlist title, but some that I'm going to name off the top of my head, which this one actually, Amy who you had on a couple weeks ago, who is amazing, mentioned this one, which is Carlene O'Connor's Irish Village Mystery Series. It's really great. You feel like you're transported to a small town in Ireland. This series also has romance in it because the main character gets involved with one of the Garda there, which is cop in Ireland. And she eventually becomes a Garda herself. And, you know, she has this relationship with this other Garda. And like his mom is like, you're like, oh, you really feel bad for the main sleuth because of the mom. I'm rambling too much. But Carlene O'Connor, highly recommend. Her books are really smart, really great. Another one is Sherry Harris's Sarah Winston Garage Sale Mysteries. That series is really fun, especially if you love yard sales and stuff that comes with tips. Nancy Coco's Fudge Shop Mystery Series is set in Mackinac Island in Michigan, which is considered the fudge capital of the world. So it's a fudge shop mystery series set in the fudge capital of the world. Also has fudge recipes. Alyssa Maxwell's, she has two series, the Gilda Newport Mystery Series and the Lady and Lady's Maid Series. And those are both really good. I think she wrote the Gilda Newport series first. The first book is Murder at the Breakers, and it's set in Newport, Rhode Island, and it makes you want to go to Rhode Island. So if you're stuck at home with COVID and you can't go anywhere, you can go to Gilded Age Newport with Alyssa Maxwell. For Halloween, Carol J. Perry's Witch City Mysteries is set in Salem, Massachusetts. So perfect for this time of year. And they're all like kind of got that kind of spooky undertone to it. Amanda Flowers' Amish Candy Shop Mystery Series is really fun. And another one is, Barbara Ross's Maine Clam Bake Mystery Series. That one's won a couple of awards. So like I said, we have so many series with backlist titles. I highly recommend the website to actually look up the titles of these books, cozy-mystery.com. It lists literally every cozy mystery series and each book and in order. It's amazing. I sometimes use that website for work to find stuff out.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing resource. Thank you.
It truly is. Yeah. For anyone looking to like start a cozy mystery series from scratch, go to cozy-mystery.com. It's truly amazing.
Oh my gosh. So let's talk about anticipating your releases. What can we expect in the next couple months? Like, which books are coming up?
Yeah. So we have a new debut historical mystery series coming out in the beginning of January. It's called Olive Bright Pigeoneer by Stephanie Graves. And it's set in World War II. And it's about this woman who wants to do her part on the home front during World War II because, you know, she's a woman, she can't go into battle. And so she wants to use her pigeon loft to help with the war effort. And the town busy bee gets murdered. And so stuff happens. And she did so much research for this book. It's crazy. And it really makes you respect, like, you know, what people did at home to help support, you know, England in World War II. Another one is Bait and Witch by Angela M. Sanders. It's, so in this series, it's also a new debut novel for Kensington. This woman is a librarian working at the Library of Congress, and she gets in trouble because she discovers some shady stuff going on. So she has to leave. So she moves to Oregon. And she soon discovers that she has some magical powers and some crazy witchy stuff starts happening. So for fans of Lynn Cahoon, who writes the Farm to Fork Mystery Series and the Cat Latimer Series, she's also starting a new series with us in February called the Kitchen Witch Mystery Series. And the first book is One Poison Pie. So if you love Lynn Cahoon, you're gonna love this series. And then one other is Valerie Wilson Wesley's new series with us. And the first is called A Glimmer of Death. And I believe that she's also a psychic. We have a lot more like supernaturally mysteries coming out in 2021.
This is exciting. I love this. Yeah. So which books, let's moving away from the cozy mysteries, I'm thinking about what other books you read or maybe other cozy mysteries. Which books have you read this past year that you cannot stop gushing about?
Ooh, I've been doing a lot of reading. I wish I had my Goodreads up so I can be like, what did I just read? I went to the library and I picked up A Burning. I haven't started reading it yet. I just finished reading Mexican Gothic, which I loved. I highly recommend it. The cover alone is beautiful, but it definitely reminded me of Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier. I can't pronounce that right. I read a lot, so when I read, I can read the words correctly, and then I can't speak them correctly.
I had the same problem.
Like, I know it when I read it, but then I just pronounce it terribly. But I finished reading Mexican Gothic. That was really good. I'm reading American Dirt right now, because it had so much drama surrounding it. I felt like I had to at least read it. So I'm about halfway through that one. But I don't know if I'd recommend it yet because I haven't finished it. But definitely Mexican Gothic. Hold on, I'm gonna open up my Goodreads.
Yeah, do it.
It's so much easier to figure out. But some cozies that I have read is, I just finished reading Carlene O'Connor's Murder at an Irish Christmas. I work with her, so I was able to read it in advance, and I really love that one. Another book that I read in advance that's coming out in April, so this is another one that's this one's like an, also like a cozy to look forward to, is Grounds for Murder by Emmeline Duncan. It's set in a coffee truck, like one of those food trucks for coffee.
Yeah.
And it's set in Portland. It was really good. I got to read it like before Kensington even like acquired it. So, and I was like, we have to do this. Like, I love this book.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And Sherry Harris also started a new series for us. So she writes the Sarah Winston Garage Sale Mystery Series. And she also started a new series called the Sea Glass Saloon Mystery Series, set in like a bar in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I read the first one, which is called From Beer to Eternity. Yeah. And that one's really fun. Let's see, what are some other books that I read and recommended? I also have like, my brain is mush now because of working from home. I don't know if you've had the same issue.
Yeah, I'm working from home, and I have to tell you, it's like, it's a whole different ballgame. I don't know. Like, it's like, my concentration is shot some days, and I'm like, I need to leave the house of some sort. I go to get coffee a couple times a day just so I can actually get out of the house.
Right? It's so true. And like, I find myself a lot that I'll open up a tab because I'm going to research something real quick on the internet. And then as soon as I open the tab, I'm like, wait a minute, what was I just about to look up? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Some other books I read were, I read Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow. That was really good. That felt like a political thriller, but it turns out it was all real. That was the whole Harry Weinstein thing. And I read The Honey Don't List by Christina Lauren. Have you read that one?
Yes, I did.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I like the whole, I really like the married couples. I wish your romance was for the married couple as opposed to just the sims, but it was cute. Like, I was like, I love the whole banter between, like, we hate each other. And you're like,
oh. I did too. I really liked it. It was cute. Yeah. I've also read her book, The Unhoneymooners. I like that. Yeah. I like that one too. I think I like The Unhoneymooners a little bit more.
Yep. I like The Unhoneymooners a little bit better. But yeah, you should try it out in a holiday. So that's like Groundhog's Christmas book. It's very cozy. It's very cute. They just released it, I think, last week. So.
Okay. I'll have to try that one out. So many books.
So many books, so little time. So.
Or time for some people.
So tell us where we can find you online.
So the best place to find me online is if you go to kensingtonbooks.com/kensingtoncozies, all my contact information is on the website right there. So that's how you can find me. Like, you can email me, or there's like a form you can fill out. So I'm pretty easy to find online that way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. And I just want to give another shout out to Amy from Read with Amy, because she's the reason why you're even having me on in the first place. So thank you, Amy, for being so supportive of Cozy Mysteries in general, and for, you know, having me and Laura connect.
I know. I am so grateful for Amy.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.